KLM chapter 24, Mishnah 14. Shlosh mit pachos hayin. There are three kinds of kerchiefs, pieces of cloth, you know, small pieces of cloth. The first is shal yadayim, one used for hands, like a handkerchief or a towel, something like that. So that is tmeya midras. It is susceptible to midras impurity. And he brings, because sometimes people used it to cover cushions, like cushion covers. And then they would lie on it, it would be weight-bearing, and therefore susceptible to midras impurity. Shal svarin, if it was used for covering scrolls, to my mace, it is now susceptible to other kinds of impurity, but not midras impurity. And the last one is v'shal tachrif, if it was used as a shroud, v'shal nivlei b'nei levi. So they amend the text over here. They say if it was used as a shroud for the lutes of the levim, right? They take out the v'shal there. It's a textual emendation. Then tohara miklum, it's not susceptible to anything. And he brings the reason is it was forbidden to use these cloths for any other purpose. And merely covering of the object is not a significant function. The one was used to cover the lutes of the levim, right? So that was in the temple. That was obviously like a, you can't now take that. It would be disrespectful to take that and use it for something else. Therefore, it's not susceptible to impurity at all.